Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about being back with you. 23 after the hour. I say that. I forget sometimes. That's John Mellencamp bringing us back. If you ever get a chance to see him in concert, you'll be glad you did. We got him a great visit with our good friend Rick Matheson. He's the author of Branding Unbound. Also, his new one is called The On Demand Brand. And he's our good friend Rick. Thanks again for being here. Silliness. You know, I can't imagine anybody being silly. Why would you be silly? You recommend that people are rolling their eyes right now. You recommend that if we're gonna break out of the clutter and be more relevant and be more recognizable in the new digital interfaces as we continue to digitally transform, you think we should add a little silliness to our strategy?
Hey, if it is right for your brand, your market, and your audience, I think this year, I think we're going to start to see kind of a tonal shift in things. I think
what would silliness look like?
Well, so in this next year, sort of the trends that seem to be taking shape are on your web presence, your mobile and online presence. Things like mood-boosting colors, different colors. There are trends around visuals that are kind of pixelated, like 1980s video games, design cues.
You're talking about irony. Ironic.
Yeah. In fact, especially ironic is one of the design trends that the internets they are going to be taking hold this year are websites that look like old print magazines or newspapers. But what cracks me up is, and we maybe have touched on this in years past, Jim, so every year Pantone comes out with its sort of colors of the
right.
year. And so, you know, lots of folks are talking about this year being about, you know, mood-boosting colors, and it cracks me up because they're almost always about mood-boosting colors, but this year they kind of are playing it both ways. They've got two color schemes that they think are going to be big online this year, or really everywhere this year. One is a big party for your eyes called Ultimate Gray, and it's described as being evocative of solid and dependable elements, which are everlasting and provide a firm foundation. That's one of them. So, yay, gray!
I love gray. Grays are good.
I love dark gray myself, but this is
like gunmetal gray. I like gunmetal gray.
Yeah, gunmetal. Right.
Yeah.
Then the other color for the year is a color that's called Illuminating. That's the name of the color. Most of us would know it as yellow, and it is described as being bright and cheerful, sparkling with vivacity, and imbued with solar power, interestingly. Mm-hmm. So you know, these colors are going to, you're going to start to see a lot more of that change.
So if you want to be trendy, you're talking about being trendy, see? And I'm always ironic because I'm never trendy.
Well, that is good. You're timeless, right?
That's right. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
That's right. And so, you know, when we talk about doing video and whatnot, have some fun this year. I think people need it. You know, everything's been so heavy that
right.
I think.
Well, and the thing that the part of the silliness to me is I'm encouraging business owners. You know, employees do it too, but business owners, if you want to get your special sauce out there, they need to see the humanity in your business. And they need to see you holding a, you know, here you are with your white hair, holding up a camera and speaking into the camera and with a short message that you didn't prepare, you're not reading it off the screen. And if you mess up, just laugh at yourself and start over. That's part of the silliness, isn't it? People will watch that.
People love that. I mean,
people
can't help but watch that. It's hugely engaging, and yes, the humanity is compelling. And
I mess up all the time here on the show, and I laugh at myself, and I tell people that, you know what, if you can't laugh at yourself, you obviously have never had a teenager in your house. But you know, if you didn't laugh at yourself, you missed the best laughs of your life. And if you can laugh at yourself, it endears you to people. It's part of your special sauce.
Yeah,
don't, exactly. In fact, don't do your videos perfectly. What do you think? That's silly.
Yes, no, don't try for perfection. Don't at all. People want to see realism, authenticity, and yeah. Have fun with it. You've seen even in face-to-face, people relax. It disarms people if you are able to just be, you know, have fun with things and laugh at yourself. And right. The same is true through these new interfaces.
And use some of those things as brand building intersperse those brand building messages with actual call to action messages. What do you think?
Absolutely. Remember, this is something that these big companies and the Amazons of the world can't replicate. They have ability to do that. That's where your unique brand comes into play.
They do not have special sauce. That's the only. And don't you agree with me, Rick, that the only difference between you that you can break out and beat Amazon at their own game is by the special sauce delivering that, not by trying to beat them on price or selection or you got a better product. What do you think? Last thoughts.
You will never beat them on price, but they'll never beat you on personality and brand.
Well said. I need your website, Rick.
Yes, it's imatheson.com, imatheson.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. His books are there. Hey, Rick, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely. Anytime, Jim.
We love having you on the show. Rick Matheson, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Matheson. That's an IE in the middle. imatheson.com. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.